last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, Torin fell again to the ravages of the Sunless Citadel, but was revived by Yashiria once the skeletons were defeated, and now the group is drawn in by a musical aura playing, of all things, Pockable's canon in D.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Episode 2.
I'll be your host and dungeon master, Kyle. I'm playing all of the other variegated characters as we work our way through the first adventure in the Tales from the Yawning Portal. Today, I'll point at someone and then they'll have to introduce themselves and tell us who their character is and what class they are and maybe something interesting about them, and go.
My name is Sydney and I'm playing Torin Silverkin, a half-elf monk who is a far traveler from faraway lands of the elves where his mother resides, though he does not know her, but he would like to.
Wouldn't everyone like to know their mother?
Yes.
All right, so you may choose somebody else to have them introduce their character.
Hello, I'm Drayden Silverkin, a half-elf fighter who is, I would say, the prodigal son, maybe?
I'm the favorite.
I'm also happen to be a folk hero. I went by the Fox when I was folk heroing, and yes, that is the technical term for it. And I also like to support my family and make sure that they are successful in everything that they try to do.
Cool, and who are you playing today?
Drayden Silverkin.
Oh, I thought that's who you were.
Oh, you mean I'm Marie Claire.
Oh,
that's your name.
My darling wife. All right.
All right.
Clever.
You. Slave.
See, I'm not just the only one.
No, no, you're not a slave.
You're introducing Paige, another character guy.
Yep.
Apparently, Paige is also a slave, but I am playing. I am playing Ariana. I am a tiefling sorcerer. My background is a guild artisan, so that's kind of fun. And I'm a slave.
But not really.
Nope, I'm a slave.
Dad. Our favorite one.
I'm Janana. I'm playing Stork Silverkin.
I'm a half-orc warlock. Dad loves me. I love Dad. I have fun with my family. Here's my sister. I have one, I think.
What am I?
Slave.
You set me up for that.
Back by popular demand, my name is Aaron. I'm playing Yashiria. I am the only healer in the group. I'm a human cleric, and I have a cold this week, so Yashiria's voice is going to be lower than normal.
Yeah, you're a cleric of...
The sun. Paylor. The light. Paylor.
There we go.
Paleo diet.
Paleo diet?
Yeah. That's definitely only, the god's name.
Yeah, your brother loves that because it's the only meat diet. All right.
Chill.
Exactly. Meat chill.
Chill. Colder.
That's not making things cold. All right. So, all right. Does anybody want to recap a bit of the last adventure? Get everybody up to speed. We did not play that long ago, so... I will have you all roll 20s for the first time. The very lucky person is the person who rolls the lowest.
16.
Yeah!
Brothers! 17.
Shit.
It's all up to you, Yashiria.
Believe in Paylor.
You did not believe.
Apparently.
I didn't believe in the paleo god. So, where we left off, we exited the rat pit where my unfortunate brother died.
Yet again,
the first time. I can't remember where else we went. It was a long time ago.
We were hearing a flute.
Yes.
That is the very last thing.
That is the very last thing.
Heard. Skipped over everything else.
Skipped everything else.
I got bit by a giant rat. I went, ow.
You did get bit a few times by a rat.
I died again.
Yeah, you died twice.
Torin died twice.
And then heroes never die, so.
Yeah. We were checking out some archer slits.
Yes, slits.
Yep, that where three skeletons came back to life.
Yeah, and that's right. What my made magic Torin backfired low. Again.
The magic backfired.
I said it go up, up,
up, up and away. And we ended upon gazing across a formerly locked room with a bunch of orbs that were broken to
except for one.
Together orb.
And that's where the
that was oddly from. Playing canon in D.
Someone who's getting married.
Someone is announcing their nuptials, apparently. Right.
So there's a few things, though. Like, you are on a path that is not being explored. You opened a door that had not been opened in a very, very long time. Dust lies everywhere.
Locked by magic.
Torin said, my family sucks. I remember that. I wrote that down. When he came back to
Torin says that pretty frequently, actually. And,
I feel like that's just his way of expressing his love. I don't know that you should judge him on that.
Yeah. I would.
I never judge. Books have many covers, insights.
With that right. In mind, the
that's deep.
Yeah, we'll pull it back a moment from the intensity of that statement, and we will we'll talk about how this game works. Remember, all of you are not sitting here in the moment. This is a tale being told by a grizzled veteran in the Yawning Portal, regaling their comrades in front of a fireplace. And they have, I'll start in here. The old timer finishes a long pull from their flagon, looks around at the riveted faces of those at the tables, and sighs dramatically.
And now our little family stands poised before a blue glowing ball, emitting an almost flute-like song. They've forgotten all about the poor townfolk who've disappeared within the sunless citadel, broken into a part of the dungeon no one has stepped foot in for centuries, where the images of treasure and exploration dancing through their heads. Drayden breaks the moment of silence, saying,
did that sparkly ball just play a tune?
And now, let us peek into the adventure itself, with the motes of dust hanging heavy in still air, the fluted notes of Pockable's canon and D gently emanating from a magical sphere, and the guttering flame of the torches throw flickering shadows upon ancient stone walls.
I hear it too.
Oh good, it's not just in my head.
My head sings too.
Good.
Good.
I'm guessing that's a magical artifact. Anybody?
Yeah, we should check it.
Could be magic.
Well, I have a Karna.
We should still be cautious. We don't know whether it means good or evil.
Because the last time we weren't cautious, we ran through a room.
So what are you doing at the moment? Of course, you're all gathered just on the entranceway of the magical door that you've opened. You've just saved Torin's life once again as she was attacked from behind by that rat.
He? Based on previous experience, I'm going to assume that this room, other than the magical lock that protected the wall, may or may not have some sort of natural protection or unnatural protection. Is there anybody who is slightly more investigative than I am that could take a look?
I'm not proficient in it.
I have +5 perception.
Oh. Investigation.
I got +2 investigation.
I have +2, but investigation. I'm not proficient.
At some point.
I have +2, but I'm not proficient in it.
Yeah, I have +2, too.
+22.
What are you at?
+2 for investigation.
Can I arcana it?
No. Here, I'll help you look, Torin. Just look around, perceive things.
Sure. I want to see if there's any traps on our way to the orb.
Sure. All right, you guys make your way steadily towards the emanating light and the tinkling music. You can make your perception check or investigation check to see for traps. You break a 10. Yeah, no, you don't really. There's no traps that you can see. However, all of you are able to perceive as you get closer. The music grows louder in your ears. When you get to the to about 5-10 feet away from it, though, music flares, and you all need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Everyone's made their throws.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you have a 15 or higher, put your hand up. So the two of you stand there for a brief moment. Mm-hmm. The three of you are overcome with an urgent need to just leave immediately, to vacate the premises. And you start moving towards the doors. A magical effect has taken a hold of you. It is almost like a fear that innately drives you to leave the Sunless Citadel. So on each of your subsequent turns, you will need to make a movement to get out of the range of this magical sphere. So you begin to, so they start to scatter, heading towards the door as quickly as they're moving.
Family, wait.
We have to leave.
Wait. It's just an orb. But there's nothing wrong with it.
But we have to leave.
No, you just, yeah, you just,
good,
and you go.
All right, fine, go.
Yeah.
Guess it's just us.
So you proceed back through the door. You go through the little tunnel there that had the rat attack with the rubble wall. You go through that other door, the wooden door, out into the main area. You can still hear the music in that main column. And you head right back out to the garrison entrance where the pit trap is that Torrin almost died in. And now you're at the edge of that. You're looking up at the steps to start to climb them. And you realize, why am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? Why am I here?
Traden.
I'm not there.
Why I leave you?
Yeah.
Sister, did you feel that too?
I did. It was strange, but I felt it.
It didn't make me
I'm
happy.
Not sure what that was, but it can't be any good.
No.
I wonder what brothers are doing.
We should tear some of our clothes off and put it in our ears.
So, what are the two of you doing?
I'm gonna,
Sounds like pleasant music.
Come closer to it.
The music swells even louder.
All right.
Am I able to do an arcana check on it?
Absolutely. At this point, you may now make an arcana check.
18 plus I have proficiency, so plus 4, right?
It is most assuredly
so 22.
A magical artifact that is like a warding, preventative trespassing measure that when anyone gets close enough to it, it will begin to emanate this music that causes people to leave immediately.
Can I try to pick it up?
Can in a moment. You recognize, you see it is the one on the southern wall is the only one active. You know that the three on the other wall were at some point also, while the Sunless Citadel was a location, those were also in effect. And likely when the Citadel fell into this ravine and fell to ruin and disrepair for the last couple of centuries, they broke over time. This one has managed to fragilely maintain its corporeal form. It is very, very flimsy. When you look at it more closely, it warbles and flares. Do you have any performance skills or any ability with the musical instrument?
I can carpenter the shit out of this.
I just have persuasion and intimidation.
Flautist ran away. But how about you, folk hero? Do you have any proficiency with a musical instrument?
No? Only carpentry. I could whittle you a flute.
So, you realize as well with your arcana check when you look upon this orb that handling it, touching it in any way, shape, or form, unless you are very careful and proficient with a musical instrument, you could break this orb but a touch.
It's like a musical instrument, sort of.
I'm good at playing.
Yeah, Oriana has realized that it's some sort of like magical musical instrument thing. But that would require someone with ability with a musical instrument to handle.
So, I can play strings if
would a plus 4 charisma help?
Do you have any spells or anything that could make somebody more robust to... Oh, do you have mage hand?
No.
Thaumaturgy maybe could make you sound better while you sing.
You want me to sing?
Wow.
That's so funny. You're not here.
I'm coming back. I'm really good at the lute.
Ooh, I have a glass orb. Can I pull it out and look at it and be is this like this?
So you can, but if you do attempt to touch it or handle it in any way, it may shatter.
I have a glass orb on my character sheet.
Well, yeah. Oh, so you are capable with a glass orb, but not. It's not a musical instrument.
Oh, damn it.
So you're three.
I play the orbs.
Is that what you call it? Your glass orb?
Yeah. So the three of you are standing outside, and your two other siblings are still indoors.
Can we go back to them?
Yes, you begin to proceed back in, and that once you get right, once you go to open the door into the column again, you begin to hear the sound of the music, and the sound of the music at all for you at this point requires you to make a save.
All of us?
I will follow.
19!
Absolutely. You have defeated the music within you. You have the magic in you.
I have the music.
All right. And yep, you boop boop bidoo through the door, warlock orc style, and return to your comrades. What did you roll?
I'll try to return.
Sure. Yeah, the other two of you may attempt as well.
15
is sufficient by just the but you feel the music swell within you and feel like you need to dash away all, but you withhold it and you make your way back to join your siblings. You turn to look back though, and Yashiria is not even in the pit trap. She's like sitting on the stairs.
Yashiria. Follow when you can, sister.
Bye, guys.
Heroes never.
Perhaps don't even realize like you're just sitting on the stairs away from the music.
It's nice stonework.
So you return. What? Does Oriana pass on the information that she's gleaned from her incredible arcana check?
Yes. Well, knowing that Sidork is proficient musician, I pass the information on to him.
Great.
When he arrives. Maybe a duo would be even cooler.
Yes.
So wait, Sidork is the capable musician? I thought it was Torin.
Both of them are.
Both?
Oh. I feel like there should be a duet
from
musical instruments.
So yeah, as you guys also arrive, when you get within that 15 feet radius of it, the music swells to levels that are almost unbearable.
I think at this point, wanting four you to play of you standing there. Back to it.
And Drayden obviously does not sound like he knows what he's talking about at all. Like, he's just literally trying to be... Like, I'm just trying to add to the conversation, brothers, sisters, friends, slaves. I'm just, you know, definitely wow. Sounds like he's like, gotta play it back to it. Like, he's that bro brother. Yes. So the two of you may make a... Normally, performance is a charisma check, but because you're determining the nature of the musical instrument and whatnot, I'm going to require an intelligence check. However, if you are proficient in performance, you may add that proficiency.
Wait.
22 is, and actually, are you you're proficient in instruments as well, or?
I'm good at playing musical instruments, but not performance.
Oh, what? Well, you have skill set in particular musical instrument. Which one did you take?
String instruments.
Like technically, the mandolin, technically lute? Correct, okay. But no feeling.
Yeah.
No one has actually performed. All they've done is tried to intuit what's going on with this musical instrument. And you have determined, based on your incredible role and your skill set, that it is actually an ocarina. It is a fragile crystal ocarina. Link, away with you. Go climb a mountain for like 3 days.
Not if it's raining out.
Then you would definitely be climbing it for 3 days. You can see where the magical, like it is a solid orb. You can see where the mouthpiece would be. You can see where the holes would be. And these flare with the music as though they're being depressed at the right moment for the sounding. Given your skill set in flute already, it's right up your alley. I only would require a DC 10 check from music performance from you in this instance, so definitely a charisma, to handle this and figure out a way in which to protectively store it. Okay. Will allow you to not break it. Anybody else with their layman's calloused swordsman?
I can make a box for her.
You definitely could, yes.
I will to carpentering.
Carpentering.
Yeah. With what is remains of things around us.
Skeleton bones?
Yeah. So Drayden uses all of the proper words that you would use for for the creation of a proper cabinet.
I shall carpentry at this.
I'm going to attempt to craft a box.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that during any short rest that you guys have to take from here. You may do that. Besides, I'm just going to require the one check from you to figure out a way to pick it up. And how would you feel based on what you have in your character sheet? Protectively store it.
Torin, do it for Dad.
Not for that.
So do you want to tell me how you're planning on protectively storing it on your character sheet? If you do, I will award or advantage on this roll if I like what I hear. Yashiria, would you like to come back?
I was about to ask. Can I try again?
You bet. You're part of the game. You're important. But no, you may not come back.
You're like, hey,
what was it? A wisdom? Does 12 not do it?
No, you need a 15.
Hey guys.
I love how the person who's proficient in wisdom checks and super skilled at it can't seem to roll higher than 6.
I bet you if I started walking home
Actually, the sun is almost setting again. It's passing over as you guys have been here all through the entire night and then almost the entirety of the day.
The same.
Well, I am equipped with glassblower's tools.
Yes, roll with advantage. That is all on its own. Yeah.
I believe I have proper packing for fragile glass objects.
It's like this was made for you.
That's hilarious.
I'm gonna make you a box to put that in. Awesome. So hard.
Torin likes boxes.
17.
A natural 17 on the die. Yeah. Not even adding your performance and charisma bonus to it makes you over 20 for sure, which tells me you pick it up, and in the moment you pick it up, the music stops.
Yes. Hey, Yashiria.
Come back.
What's up?
My head's
I go sprinting forward as the music stops.
So you don't have any idea. You're sitting on the stairs. You come to yourself. It's your senses. You're like, okay, I can't hear the music. You start to come back and try to like trepidatiously step forward to not hear the music. Yes, I did say that. And you start walking towards the... with great deal of fear and trepidation. You failed this 3 times in a row. Yashiria opens the door and cringes to hear the possibility of the music. It is quiet. You hear your family calling your name within.
I too hate Canon and D.
That was Drayden or
no, me lost. Myself
and I.
Marie Claire also hates that music. It's cool, sister.
So there is a door on the other side across from the door that you came in through. Now that you have made it past this protective barrier telling you to stop, to not go any further, this is bad. That door is just standing there waiting for you to open it.
And just like all Silverkins, we assume signs and warnings are just optional. And so we're going to charge ahead like the foolish... fools we are.
Yeah, like for the Silverkin family, solicitation really
means
it's just solicitation.
It's kind of like no solicitation means maybe, maybe means yes.
But you haven't allowed me to solicit for no solicitation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, who walks over to the door?
I will go first.
Really?
I will go first.
Just ignore you don't even care what what was causing the music or how it was stopped. Just like marches. So Yashiri comes through the door, looks at the family. What do you do? Nod abruptly.
I'm gonna take one of the broken orbs with me.
Sure. Yeah, you can gladly take one of the broken
perhaps
orbs.
Perhaps
put
I can
it in a bag.
Fix them with my glass blower's tools, possibly.
Well, Sydney definitely would like to try it, but I'm gonna guess that Torin's not.
Could I instill magic back into them?
You could.
Torin, I dare you to eat it.
You guys are all level 1. I really don't want to burst your bubbles or your baubles, but...
But we, you know, some artifact collector in Waterdeep might be very interested in checking this out, and I feel like we could probably sell it for a lot of coin.
Sure. Yeah, you can lug around a bunch of broken glass. I have no problem.
No, I'm taking one.
I mean, if you would like to appraise it first or whatnot.
Sure.
Definitely have a look to see if it's something you think would be worthwhile. Let me know what sort of intelligence check you'd like to make on that one. And then, of course, just put it in your pocket and believe that it's going to be worth a great deal of money.
And then every time you put your hand in, cut it.
Yeah. Walking on broken glass. Why? Because Drayden insisted on taking it.
I'm walking on broken glass.
Yeah,
9.
So, yeah, no, I mean, you believe that there is the potentiality of there being value in this glass.
I mean, if...
And you have the tools to lock it away, and it's not going to be a danger to or a poke and prod. So go ahead. Absolutely. No problem with that. Yashiria, it's a nice, solid oak door. It is aged considerably with time. You go to open it. It's a little stuck because the door jamb is bent a bit, but it doesn't take your prodigious strength to open it at all. It's just another little subtle tug.
That means none. No strength.
So it's an oak door?
Yes.
Can I attempt to dismantle the oak door to turn it into a box?
That would take you a short rest. And would an oak door turning into a box? Yeah, you can do that in a short rest. You're all geared up, sure.
Just gonna dismantle part of the door to take it with me.
I've seen your mini. I don't know where you keep all these tools.
I got a backpack, I'm assuming, under this.
I have a satchel.
I have a dungeoneer's pack.
Ooh,
I have a hammer. And
right, so
another thing that's.
Do you open the door or do you just check it out? You've already given it a tug, you know it just opens at the end. So
I will check the door, make sure that's all good.
Sure, give me a perception check.
I was going to ask, do you want me to just blow it open so you don't get hurt?
What?
I just have to make sure the corners 19. Are plumb.
A nat right 19 on your perception check, plus your proficiency skill, I don't doubt, plus your wisdom skill, so I don't doubt that this is...
20, would that be 20? 23.
You do not hear anything other than Drayden's thoughts about how to turn a door into a
box. I'm really thinking about how to make the corners plumb with the lack of
some tongue
like a bench.
Some tongue and groove and set up here.
Yeah, like I don't really have a way to make some tongue and grooves.
Can
in
I put Drayden to sleep?
So the listeners at home can, just so that they know, she's got her iPhone out and she's scrolling through carpentry tools, terms, and whatnot. Yeah. No, not at all.
No, I'm married to you, and so I know some of the terms.
Bring my hand planer with me. Whatever will I do?
I don't have my
I'll use the roughened
thing.
End of my tongue to fire it down. So yeah, like you don't hear humor. Anything. You don't believe you mean you can do an investigation
back.
Check as well. Sidork's back.
To like sand it.
That's smooth, not hairy. You shave it for me.
Canon.
It's true, but why wouldn't you for a bro?
Fist bump. All right. So, yes, you can make an investigation check to determine if there's any traps or any whatnot going on. That's not a skill set you guys are normally really good at, so I recommend somebody assisting you to get advantage on the check.
What are you doing?
Investigation check.
So, Sidork is helping you.
So, he just rolls.
So, you just roll the one. You're going to roll twice as opposed to, 15. But I'll just take whatever the higher number is. 15 is, and that's just straight up 15, nothing else?
Straight up 15.
All right. So, yeah, 15 is... It's good enough to the two of you have determined that you don't believe that there are any traps connected to this door. You swing it open and the air is stale as you peer down a 20-foot long corridor, which would lead to another closed, this time stone, door. It's 20 foot long. It is 15 feet wide.
Would you like to go first?
Looks like stone.
I will take point.
Okay, you can proceed into the hall.
Go, sister. Go, sister. Go. Go, sister. Go, sister. Go.
So, it's just like Sidork is right behind you, cheering you on, right behind your ear. Go, sister.
Go,
go
sister. Go,
sister. Oh, not like not in canon. Not in canon D.
Yeah. I don't know how to keep a beat. That's one of my problems with playing a lute.
So,
can I cast a spell right now?
What would you like to cast?
Cast the Shield of Faith on myself.
What does that do?
It gives me plus 2 AC for 10 minutes.
Okay, you don't believe you're going to get attacked?
Really? You're going to give it to yourself?
I have the highest AC. I need it.
Why?
The highest AC. All right, so has anybody else entered this corridor as of yet?
Yeah, I'll enter behind her.
Okay, you're entering behind Sidork. So it's Oriana and Torin. What are you guys doing? What are you...
I'm in the middle
doing.
Behind the big guns.
I feel like
so you're
I
you're fourth,
sh-
and you're fifth. You're bringing
not.
Up the rear.
What's your AC?
I feel like I should not.
I'm right. Not bringing up the rear.
Just
rats
wait.
Come out of nowhere.
Yeah, rat.
You've died
damn
a lot.
Yeah,
all
right,
those
so
rats hate me.
Before we proceed, am I able to cast Mage Armor?
You we'll assume that you've already cast Mage Armor. Mage Armor lasts 8 hours, so it's a long-standing one. What you'll just need to do is make sure that you knock off one of your first-level spells. And just for convenience sake, I'm going to allow that Mage Armor, if you always take that first-level spell off, every time you do a long rest, you're like, well, I normally have 2 first-level spells. If you only recognize that you have 1 first-level spell, then I will say you have Mage Armor all the time.
Okay.
So
just keep one then.
Just knock that one first level spell off. You cast Mage Armor when you get up. I think it's just going to be more convenient for us.
Yes.
For purposes of the game to not have to translate back and forth. If it's ever not on you, you'll need to know what your AC is because I could have cast Dispel Magic or something on you.
Right.
Which is what will happen down the road. You guys start trooping out, right? You get 5, 10, 15 feet into the corridor and suddenly there's a... as... Dice.
Archer slits activate.
Archer slits activate.
Let's go.
You walk in there and arrows fire from a small alcove above the stone door on the right towards you. They come flying at you. One of them definitely hits you because I've got a 23 and I don't think your AC is quite that high.
Sister.
It's 20.
Yeah. So what you're 8 because you're wearing what type of armor?
Chainmail.
Chainmail. Nice. Yeah. Okay. The other one misses, but that first one hits you and does 5 points of piercing damage.
Ooh.
So it catches you in a greave.
I'm at 8.
Could I
or so
at any point cast Blade Ward?
You will be able to, in an initiative round or whatnot, be able to cast Blade Ward. Okay, I don't. Yeah, that's a first level spell. It might not be such a great use at this juncture.
It's a cantrip.
Oh, is Blade Ward only a cantrip? Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one of the ones you picked?
Is that a thing you
do? Yeah, cool. You extend your hand and trace a sigil of warding in the air until your end of your next turn. You have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
That's awesome. It cuts the damage in half. So, you're standing there, right where you are right there, in this corridor that's only 20 feet long. It's now your action. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take cover behind my shield.
All right. Take full cover. I don't know how that works in this particular version of the game.
Is it only 5 feet?
I thought it was 20 by 5.
20 by 15, wasn't it?
Your shield is only going to give you a +2. It's acknowledged that it's already there. You can actually use your shield for cover. So would you like to do something else instead?
Can I pull the arrow out of my body?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah, you can do that by just as a draw your weapon action. Draw the arrow from your body. Is there anything else?
Throw it back.
How far down can I see from where I'm standing?
Oh, right now? Gosh, this is only a 20-foot long corridor, and you're standing at the 10-foot mark, right? So there's you and somebody else in the room. You and then Sidor, and then there's no one else in the room.
It's only 5 feet wide.
The room is 15 feet wide.
Oh, 15 wide.
But you've all gone in a row.
Right.
Because you went through the door.
But it's wide enough that I could technically go around Yashiri and rush the door.
Yes. I just would like to know what Yashiri would like to do first. Yeah.
I'm going to rush the door.
Okay, you rush the door.
Sibling rivalry.
This is why I don't like her.
Okay, so you take... So you step... Again, to the next five, you step forward, and an arrow fires again. I'll drop the die. Missing you this time. In the meantime, two arrows fly at Sidork. And what's your armor 12. Class? So both of them hit you. You've taken 10 points of damage.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Drops to the ground.
I'm going to apply some healing self. Tiger A535.
Okay, so you start... charging the door. You get there. We'll get to you in a moment. Sidork goes down. Drayden is next.
Sidork drops in front of me, and yes. I'm like, brother! I whip out the A535 and carefully apply it to the wound area as I rip out the arrows.
Okay, as you do that, two arrows are shot at you.
All right. I don't care.
16.
You take 10 damage.
Fuck.
But you have managed to apply the unguent.
As I hit.
Yes. And so roll the health, the healing that
Kjallham's
ointment does.
Sure. So it's 2d8 +2
Hell, man.
To my bro. That would be six damage return. Sorry, I rolled really
That's
shitty.
Six more than I had.
And a fourth of the tube has been used up.
And how many hit points do you have left?
Three for her.
You have three?
I have three. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So definitely in a tight state here. Torin, make an investigation check.
Are we standing on like a little like pressure pad or something? Oh god.
Yeah, you're not too sure why these arrows are firing out.
We really are.
It's causing you to cry though. You're burst into tears. And it's just you're just flashing back to all the times you fall into your death and doom.
You're like, right. Take that.
The dust.
Meanwhile, a rat attacks you from behind.
You don't have to have some sort of weird experience with Paylor like Torin did. Bro, I'll save you from that.
Cool.
Heroes never die.
Oh, you say that as you wake up?
Wake up. Yeah, nobody has said
just
anything.
Flashbacks.
You didn't actually. You didn't die, and no Spare the Dying was cast upon you, and ointment was prepared. You're up. You're laying
That's
down.
Why
you're
I didn't
ready
die,
to go.
Because I'm a hero.
All right. So you're at the door. You haven't done anything yet, Oriana. You're taking up the rear. So make an investigation check of your own.
Wow.
There is a small amount of dirt on the bottom of your fingernails. You're thinking like, oh, I need to get that out. And you've missed completely.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, people are getting shot with arrows and falling, and you have missed all of that entirely.
Ugh, one's cracked.
Oh, my God. That's heinous.
Silly slave.
You just
came back.
Yeah, it just came out. That's like the heroes never die, silly slave. Just natural things that Sidork says. So yeah, let's see who's taken action. You've provided ointment. You've had to come back from the dead. You failed. You may make what would you like to do with the door?
Fail.
I'll check the door, see if I can get it open quick so we have some cover.
Absolutely. You can open the door.
Can I blow it open?
You mean blow the dirt out from underneath your fingernail?
Thaumaturgy?
You shoulder the door. Isn't give me athletics check.
That's prestidigitation, right? Because they can clean up your own clothes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm such a useless sorcerer.
Sorceress.
That's it. 14 before, even if you're not proficient in athletics.
Yeah, 14.
So yeah, you're more than sufficient at... all right, so you attempt to open the door, you roll your athletics check, that's a 14. You open the door with a solid shoulder from your bulging lats, and you... the door open, you got a +4 strength. You're like one of the strongest people in the world.
Yeah.
And the door opens. I'll describe what you see beyond. It is now, I believe it was Sidork's turn. So Sidork, what would you like to do?
What's even happening in front of us? Are we like attacking anything? Or are we just still trying to go through that door, right?
Well, I've opened the door. I'm just run towards the door.
Just okay,
if you want.
That's all we need. That's all we need to do.
I should go through the door.
Run, brother.
Run to the door.
Push her forward.
Can you put the stuff back on me if I fall.
Oh, I'll rub you. Yeah.
All right. We're only half siblings, so it's only half weird. Okay. Yeah. I guess I'll go past Yashiria.
All right. You get up to run.
She's like standing in front of the door because she just opened it.
Yeah.
Yashiria has opened the door and is looking through. Sidork, you get up to run. As soon as you stand up, two arrows are fired at you. Both of them hit you. You take 10 damage.
Okay. Well, thank you for preemptively promising you'll rub it on me. Well. Rub me out.
Thanks for your preemptive promise. I needed it.
I'm going to make Yashiria bring you back now.
Yeah.
All right, so Sidork crumples to the ground with yet more arrows.
You can make some death save
poking out of his green orcish flesh. What are you doing, Drayden?
I'm gonna drag Sidork's body to Yashiria.
All right, so you go to do that, and a couple of arrows are shot at you. They miss you, and then you drag him. You drag him further, and two more arrows are shot at you, and one hits you, doing 5 damage.
Well, I fall too.
All right, so that was your action. It is now Torin's turn. Like, Torin, your friends are just getting pinned. Make an investigation check with advantage.
I would like to investigate why they're
with advantage. Please roll 2d20s.
20.
Yeah.
A natural 20? Okay, so I'm just going to assume that based on the stupidity of your friends, the gods have smiled down upon you.
Paylor's like, oh god. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Torrin, I'm sorry.
Paylor's like, I don't want these ones.
Not him again, not him.
So there's a pressure plate, and you watch them constantly pushing down the pressure plate. And it is,
keep on being like...
Yeah, literally dabbing on the pressure plate.
Sidork's like,
Sidork is literally like, you know, being all angsty and emo and 90s grunge.
With his red hair.
It is 15 feet long, but it's only 5 feet wide. But because they move from door to door, they're walking and tromping on the pressure plate. And every time it goes down, another arrow gets dispensed into the area. And there's 3 holes, and they get dispensed.
For some reason, I had a feeling that Yashiria should have done like a rolling dive to the left or the right.
Yes.
But I was like...
No one cares. They're like, run for the door, Yashiria! And she's like,
right,
okay. So everyone else just ran down the middle too, thinking this is the smartest way to go. Nonetheless, you've realized it. If you don't step on the pressure plate, which you can easily avoid with it's just an easy difficulty 5 athletics check or acrobatics to just go along the edge or do some sort of really kick-ass run along the wall like Jet Li or Jackie Chan. You can do that.
That would be awesome. I will do that.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Should I scream at them? They're like dead.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all laying there unconscious.
Scream at their lifeless bodies.
They're all...
Get off the pressure plate!
Okay, so you go to move. Can I get... You look up. You see all of this trauma. Can I get a check from you as well? Investigation check with advantage. Just wait a second. Something real important.
No, not that.
So roll that twice. You should have 2 of them. Yeah, there we go.
18.
Oh, beauty. So if they continue to depress the pressure plate arrows will continue to be fired into their body. Every arrow that gets shot into them is a failed death save. They have very little time before they die at this point, because those arrows will continue to punch their death, their dying frames, and further force them to die. You see this just as Torin has elected to run around them. Thanks. And you could have an opportunity to stop him from doing so and maybe have him haul someone off a pressure plate. I mean, you are a slave. You could definitely let your family, in quotation marks, die.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, totally. I don't really like her.
It would just be you and me and maybe one or two of these other people playing this game, and I'd send the rest of them upstairs to cry.
We drink beer.
What did I pay you for?
So... For the first time ever, I actually yell without taking any direction. Torin, don't move! Pull one of the bodies!
Oh, well, that's a plan.
I guess so.
Sure. I'll do that.
Just don't go around it, you idiot! Come on. It doesn't solve the problem. It makes it worse.
I give her a nasty look. But I'm like...
Mid-wall run.
I'm like, wait, I have an idea. We should remove the bodies from the pressure plate.
Can I use acid splash, please?
You'd kill your friends. Literally kill everyone. You would kill everyone except Yashiri at this point.
Okay, I move over to Sidork, and
yeah,
I start.
Yeah, you say that name.
Yeah, you
tugging on it.
So
and
give me that
giant,
acrobatics check that you need to. But instead of going past them, you're gonna pull Sidork.
Correct.
Onto
but I'm gonna
the,
stay as far.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Are
grabbing
you gonna
the
grab
leg
a,
and like flinging him?
You've only spoken. You can give me your roll. You've only spoken. So are you also gonna rush forward and try to haul one of these people up to the side so that they don't get turned into a
pincushion?
Porcupine?
Porcupine? Shish kebab?
You only need one stick for a shish kebab. What'd you get?
I got 12.
That is more than enough. You pull Sidork's heavy, green, meaty body to the side. Actually, Sidork's not even that meaty. You actually pull a dread right out. It looks like it was loose already and was just like hanging out. It wasn't even like you didn't pull it from scalp. It was already detached.
It was kind of just interwoven with the other dreads.
But I, you know, Sidork's dreads look awesome, because Sidork's charisma is what?
3.
Your charisma?
Yeah.
3 total
plus
charisma.
Three.
No, you're plus 3.
16. I have 3 charisma.
I have 3 charisma.
I have 3.
Yeah, plus 3. So 16 is pretty high charisma. You're one of the upper echelons. You know, you're like
a
Miley Cyrus level of charisma, just so you know.
That is pretty high.
That's you are
pretty.
Incredibly handsome, I might say. I think to myself as I'm dying.
Oh, sorry. I got it wrong. You're like a Billy Ray Cyrus, not a
there you
level
go.
Of charisma. Like, because I want to match
I'm not,
the proper
horse
sex.
Face Cyrus.
Horse face Cyrus?
Yeah, it's the... Trace.
We are very.
That is sounds like an orcish friend you had when you were young.
Horseface Cyrus, I know. Right?
Horseface Cyrus.
Please write that down. That sounds like a great and fun name.
Would you like to be saved?
So you pull Sidork off to the side,
yes, please.
An arrow is shot into the pressure plate where Sidork was, and you also.
I look at the scene.
Yep.
And I see how easily Torin moves Sidork, and so in my head, I think. I can do that. And so I rush forward, grabbing onto Drayden, and try to accomplish the exact same thing.
Perfect. Okay, so I would like you to make an acrobatics or athletics check. So when using dexterity, one uses strength. If you're proficient in either or neither, that's fine. You're just going to be base, I think, plus 2.
They're both plus 2.
So just roll it up. I am not looking. I'm looking for like a 12. So all you need to roll is 10. It's a 50-50.
Yeah!
17.
Beauty, 19.
Yeah.
You run along the edge, skipping across that 2-foot gap. It's 2 feet. It's not
rock.
Like it's a small thing.
Hopscotch.
Kneel down. You pull Drayden's unconscious, heavy scale mail. Is scale mail? Right.
Chainmail
wearing body off to the side.
I definitely use magic for this.
And yeah, just, you're like, oh, and that nail that was chipped. Fully breaks.
No.
You take 4 damage.
4 shame damage.
Drayden, when you wake up, you owe me a manicure.
Yes, again.
Yeah, great.
He'll carpentry one. He'll carpentry a manicure set for you.
So what chair? Fake nail.
I'm gonna make Sidork shake the chair so it's like one of those vibrating chairs.
Should make it like a
Vietnamese.
I was gonna say you'll make like a wooden Vietnamese person to like.
You haul the rest of the bodies through the stone door opening that Yashiria has made. The two unconscious people are laying in a sprawling heap next to each other. So, I need both of you to make death saves.
Right. Bro, let's do a clink.
So, don't roll them yet.
But this was
hold on one second. You're going to roll 2d20s each, but not yet. You're going to hold them both. Who shall you spare first?
Drayden.
And then Sidor.
That was quick.
Okay. Yeah, that was too quick for my choice there.
Both of you did not suffer an extra arrow wound to already have one failure. So what I need you to both do is both of you roll your double d20s. Yep, that's Aaron for you. Roll those double d20s, and then you're going to roll a third.
What?
All right.
So
I rolled 2 5s. That's hilarious.
So you
oh my god!
You,
4.
There's how many 5s?
4.
I rolled 5 and 4 and
a 5 and 5.
Wow! So you have twice failed when Yashiria places a hand to spare the dying.
Same.
Yes,
say it.
Go ahead.
Say it out loud.
What do you
I want to hear it for myself.
Heroes never die.
Yashiria. That was so angry.
Yes. Well, she's got to do it again. So she's like, seriously, stop dying.
I told you.
Okay. You. While that is going on, you will need to make your third death save. Sidork lives because...
Heroes never die.
So... You got to come up with something new.
I will.
So, Drayden... Mm-hmm. I don't know what gods Drayden worships or what Drayden believes in as sort of an afterlife.
Himself.
My family.
Yes. So what happens is that you fall on the pressure plate.
Mm-hmm.
The world is ended. You awaken and you're at the foot of a mountain surrounded by mists. There really doesn't seem to be anything to do but to begin to climb the mountain. So you...
Seems like a good challenge.
You like challenges. So you athletically begin to climb the mountain, weighed down with all of your worldly goods and your worldly thoughts and all of the goals and aspirations that you had. They pull you back regularly, but you believe that the goal in the pursuit here should be to climb the mountain. The mists, though, are burned off in a scalding, hot, white, intense light. It is so hot, you begin to feel like you're cooking in your chainmail armor, and all of the things that were weighing you down pull you even more as the sweat breaks out upon your brow, and your hands and palms get all sweaty, and you slip on a pretty integral and important climbing grab. Your hand slips. You don't have, what's that rope that they hold, you know, the...
I'm not on belay.
Yeah, you're not on belay, but suddenly you are on belay. Paylor's on belay. Because as your hand...
Paylor.
No, I don't think that one's gonna stick. Paylor's light suffuses your frame, and you hear...
Heroes never die.
And you awaken to your friends, 0 hit points.
And I whisper just gently,
Yashiria.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm back.
And Sidork.
Guess he's back.
I have a picture. So if you could pass that
Drayden's back.
You pass that to Juliana.
Tell a friend.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
You're laying
guess
upon the
back.
Ground.
Guess who's back?
You look up. There is a woman standing over you. She looks vaguely orc-like, vaguely mother-like. There is a damp, dark cave everywhere around you, suffusing. Your first thought is...
Mother.
And the woman smiles gently at you. You can see the lower orcish tusks there, those tiny tusks. She slowly shakes her head, but the smile never leaves. And that's when she's hit by a burst of radiant light. She cries out, and her whole entire visage transforms. She is Luthic, she who dwells in the caves. She is the one with which you've made your oath and have sworn your allegiance to. You gain all your power and benediction from her, and yet Paylor is demanding you return from this place. From the place where your mortal shell, or sorry, when you leave your mortal shell, your soul will go to this place and be forever with her to serve her at her whim. And you're being drawn out of the cave. It's like a platonic cave of ideals. You feel like at home, it is very much in nature with what you wanted out of things. And you are drawn back, pulled forcibly, searingly, all the new grown hairs on your back that Drayden has so painstakingly shaved regularly for you are seared from you as though you've gone through laser hair removal. And the last thing you hear is
light's blessings upon you.
What?
Yes. And your eyes open and there's Yashirio once again saving the party.
Glass and drink with the enemy, raise your glass and sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise your glass and toast to the enemy, raise your glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.